Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, just a reminder about our quiz. We're looking for two people to come on after 4 o'clock. 0818715925, 0818715925. Bruce Springsteen has announced a new album. What we want to know is the name of his third album. Was it Born to Run or Born to Fly? Now, joined live in studio by four women who'll be getting completely naked on a beach tomorrow and jumping into freezing cold water.
What?
Yes, that's what you're doing. That's what, you don't know that. It's part of strip and dip. It's a native Evine's pink tie. So we have Michelle Daly. How are you doing, Michelle?
How are you?
Good. Mary Galvin. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, Ray.
Maria Wilkins. How are you doing, Maria?
Hi.
And flown in, especially from Connecticut, in the United States of America, Pamela Mangan.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, Michelle, Mary and Maria, you are all newbies. You're,
yes.
First time. So,
yeah.
So what time tomorrow is it?
Well, the dip, I think we said we hope to be in the water for 12.
12?
Yeah. Yeah, 12 well, o'clock.
So it'll be all over by this time tomorrow?
It will.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And is that a good thing, do you think, Michelle?
Well, we'll all be drunk by this time tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be all having a bath.
It's always a good thing. We'll have a big party
we'll
afterwards.
Warming up.
Yeah.
Everybody be warming up, that's right.
We'll be warming back up, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so you all have connections to cancer and that's what's motivated you. But there's more to it than that because it seems to me, having spoken to women over the years who've done similar type events, is that it's sort of a life-affirming, liberating type experience. What are you hoping to get from it, Michelle?
Well, I've never done anything like this before. And every year I work with a group of girls and we're healthcare workers. And the girls do it every year. And they keep saying, do it, do it, do it. And I've always just been so embarrassed and conscious of my own body. And then I got married this year and I said, well, he's not going to run now. I have the ring on. I'm getting me kit off and I'm doing it. Yeah. You know?
You're getting your kit off in the company of 800 other women.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yes. I mean, no one's going to be looking at you. Everybody's.
Nope.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's just running for the one thing.
And it'll be too cold.
Yeah. It's
so you've sort of flirted with this idea before but never done it.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, but I've never done it. I've never had the courage. And the girls from work, one girl in particular, does it every single year. And she's amazing at doing it. And she just said, Michelle, no one cares.
Yeah.
And, you know, just you lose all your inhibitions and you're just, no one cares. And it's so liberating, as you said, like, you know, so.
Yeah. Pamela, we invited you in because you've done it before.
Yes,
so this will be your third dip, will it?
Yes, it will.
Yeah,
I was part of the world record dip in 2018. Yeah.
How many? Can you remember how many women?
2,505 women.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was, and it was totally awesome. I mean, we even, the strip and dip made the marquee and Times Square in New York. I mean, when that record was broken, it was all over and it was totally amazing.
Yeah.
Totally amazing.
And you flew over especially for it.
I did. Yeah. I did. Yep, yep.
So tell us about Leanne then, your sister.
Well,
so
my sister Leanne passed away in 2018, and that's the first year I did it. She was very ill, having chemo. I'm a breast cancer survivor myself, so when I was doing treatment, Leanne always came with me. So when it was her turn, unfortunately, I went with her. And I had been friends with Deidre on Facebook. I had never done it before. I kept telling Leanne about this strip and dip. And the thing that really kind of stuck in my head was these ladies, because she posted on Facebook, she had a strip and dip page, was these ladies, you could just see their backs and their bare bottoms, and it said, kicking cancer's ours. And I just said to Leanne, I have to go there. I have to do this. I have to be part of this. And she said to me, she said, Pammy, if you don't go, you're always going to regret it.
Yeah.
And I did go, and she passed away in August of from June to August. And so now I do it for her.
You do it for her.
Yeah, because I know she can't come and do it.
Yeah.
Plus all the little ones that have cancer that need.
And that makes the event so strong because everybody's doing it for somebody.
Yep.
Yeah, I think everybody's been touched by cancer in some shape or form.
So Mary, you've been touched by cancer yourself.
I did. Oh. I was. I had lung cancer. It was quite sudden. And if I'm going to say anything about it, it's really just get yourself seen. I know Pam's sister had lung cancer too and wasn't as fortunate as I was, but it's detection. And it's, you know, you think it might be pneumonia, but if you're coughing and have a persistent cough, just make sure you get it checked out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I mean, the reason I'm doing this, I don't think I'm not doing it for me. The reason I'm doing this and taking my clothes off tomorrow is for Aving's Pink Tie.
Yeah.
It's for raising money. And I mean, that's what we're here today. And every time I hear people talking about charities on the radio and they want to raise money, now we're only 15,000 away from the million mark. If I could just ask every single person listening to please get onto strippanddip.ie right now and pledge €1.
Yeah.
There's more than 15,000 people listening.
You're very good at doing that.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're very good at doing that.
The other thing is, and I was thinking about this, like taking my clothes off. A lot of us in the group that I'm a part of, I sing with the Sea of Change choir.
Right.
And we kind of go out and do gigs and try and raise money for
all
for
women
cancer.
Who've been affected by cancer, yes. Now, you were on Britain's Got Talent or X Factor?
I personally wasn't.
No, because
the choir was, and they did very well. But I think it's, exposing yourselves, getting nude. It's the fact is that we've all been exposed personally to cancer, or we've been exposed to people and family that have got cancer. That's why I'm taking my clothes off is nothing. I've been exposed and vulnerable on a table. And the other thing as well, is just that...
she has a list in front of her. She's not stopping.
I thought it was important to say as well that when I had cancer and I was quite sick, a couple of things went wrong. But, you're kind of you're in a mist. You don't really know what's going on and you're kind of having this surgery. Everything's very unreal. It was for me anyway, personally. But I think it's family members and it's Aving's Pink Tie. If your kid has cancer, it's not just the child, obviously, who's suffering. I think even if the child passes away, that the family have to live with this forever. And then there's all, of course, the financial things, and that's why we're trying to fundraise today, is because of the financial burden,
What an event.
Now, guys, sorry, Ray. Are people listening?
I'll have to cut you off.
Security.
This is like, we're going on to a late debate here now. You're talking over each other. You'll have to stop. So, Maria, we'll come back to you, Maria. Don't worry, Maria. So this is particularly sad for you because it's raw.
It's very personal.
Yeah. So we're coming into October. So next month it'll be the anniversary of your mum, Bridget's.
Yeah, she passed away last October 17th of lung cancer.
Yeah,
and she went into hospital and never came in.
Yeah.
So it's very, very personal to me. I lost my sister in 2015 as well to cancer as well. So it's not just about them though. It's about making them laugh from the heavens, but it's about it's about body confidence. It's about doing it for the kids. It's about just getting out there and enjoying your life a little bit. Like I didn't do that a lot, but now it's the start. Ever since I joined the Sea of Change choir, it's just little by little.
Yeah.
I'm getting my foot out there to do new things.
But it's so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Out of your comfort zone.
You need to step out.
Yeah.
You can't stay in that comfort zone.
No.
You're missing something.
Pamela.
Yes.
Liberating, life affirming.
Oh my gosh. I told the ladies when we were sitting out there, I said, tomorrow night when we're all done and we're having fun and, and the money's been raised and of course more hopefully will still come in. I'm going to ask them all. I'm going to ask every single one of them how they feel right now.
Yeah.
Because I always feel that, like Deirdre always says, when you go into the sea, you come out you go in as strangers and you come out as sisters and family, and I want these ladies to know that even just sitting out there, I feel like I know them all already. Yeah. And I mean, I've only been here since... So, I haven't even slept yet.
So Bridget's your mum, Marcella's your sister, Maria. And I love the fact that they're looking down on you.
Oh, they will. My mum used to think that I was mad, and I know she'll know that. I can hear her laughing already, and I'll be screaming her name when I get into that one.
I suppose, Michelle, when you were looking at your colleagues doing this, you thought they were a bit mad, did you?
I did. And then when I heard the date this year, my dad would be 7 years dead on Sunday. He died of cancer, so I thought if there's a reason to do it, it's now. He'd be up there going, put your bloody clothes back on, Michelle. But like that, mum and dad would be up there looking down having a laugh, and it's good to know you've done, even if there's still time to register for women, I think, to join. And even if you were only to raise every euro helps,
because it looks like since 2013 by tomorrow, Strip and Dip It looks like they're going to hit the target of a million, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. That's phenomenal. And the 2018 dip, it was very instrumental with them buying the house.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that money's raised really put them to where that they could buy that
And that's
house.
Out near Crumlin. So the, so the parents can stay there while they have very sick children in the hospital.
In St. John's.
Which is hugely important.
Oncology ward.
Yeah, that's the cancer ward. In
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So you... You are sort of nervy. Will you, do you think it'll be a sleepless night tonight?
No. You know, I was just thinking if you go to a party and you see another woman in the same dress, you know, you kind of go, oh, God, we're wearing the same dress. Tomorrow,
we'll all be in our dress.
Nothing to say. Yeah. It'll be later on at the party that we'll be saying, oh, look at that.
And my daughter always says to her, she'll say to her friends, you have no idea what my mother is doing now. That's what she'll say. Yeah.
And everybody goes tomorrow evening going, God, you look great with your clothes on.
Yeah.
But of course, and I think you said it at the beginning, Michelle, like everybody's just worried in their own little world. Nobody's paying any attention.
It's just the human body.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We have to move on.
We all have the same bits and pieces.
Yes, we do. No. Well, I don't have the same as you, obviously.
Well, not that we know of anyway. Yeah. We're just all different shapes and sizes and you just have to embrace it.
I think. And what does himself think? So you got married in July?
I got married in July, to a Ray Darcy lookalike. I'll show you a picture.
I think just the Irish male. I think the Irish male, blue eyes, balding, fair skinned. That's it.
Just says fair play to you. Go do it. Like
he said,
he said fair play to you. Go and do it.
Yeah.
I don't think he thinks I'll actually do it, but
you are going to do it though.
When I wake up at 7:30 in the morning to go, I'm off. See you.
Yeah. I see up on the Facebook page. It's 13 degrees, which is nippy enough.
Yeah.
But it's sunshine.
Yes.
So that's good. So it's not going to be raining like today. Yeah.
And
I was just on the Facebook page and Orla Kavanagh says, en route from Cork, let's hope the rain stays away for tomorrow. See you in a few hours. Looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Evine's pink tie, hashtag going for a million. And Dee, who's the organiser, says, ladies, look out for this legend. That's Pamela Mangan. That's you. Boarding an Aer Lingus flight for the third time for the US this year. Her sister Kathy is with her. If you see this amazing woman, give her a hug. She's a legend. And Catherine says, dip fever, has it big time, bags packed and ready to rock and roll tomorrow. Let the madness begin. And come on, ladies, help us reach our goal. And that goal is €1 million for Evine's pink tie.
So everybody get on to strip and dip.
Yeah, 1st of October. What could go wrong? What like who's you're hoping that there's going to be a sing song afterwards?
There definitely will be.
Yeah,
the beach is going to be kicking tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to be staying on the beach till about 3:30. There's a marquee and stuff.
Oh, is it right?
We're going to have a bit of a party on
there
the beach.
There will be a sing song. Will I play a bit of Sea of Change choir?
Oh, do please. Yes, we're going to be on local radio, aren't we?
So this is a rewriting of the Queen song.
Yeah.
They recorded it last week.
Are you gonna take a dip tonight? Down beside that red firelight. You gonna let it all hang out? Fat bottom girls, we make the rocking world go round.
I'd say Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury has a smile on his face as well, wherever he is. Not too late to sign up, as you're saying, stripanddip.ie. My 4th year doing it, wouldn't miss it. Have made the best pals doing this. Lost all my body issues. So that's an even drum chondra. Mm-hmm. So is that a thing for you? But is that part of it?
Yeah.
I know you said you're not doing it for you, but is the...
Well, I mean, I'm not doing it for me, but I mean, it is going to affect me, as Pamela said. I mean, taking off your clothes and jumping. I don't know which will affect me more, taking off my clothes or jumping into the cold water.
I imagine it's quite an emotional day. Everybody there for the one thing, you know. Yeah. That can be quite overwhelming in itself.
And everybody remembering a loved one that they've lost.
And why they're doing it.
I always say, these are fake because my real ones tried to kill me. So when people see this, they're like, oh, that's... But you don't. You don't see this.
You see beyond
this.
Yes. You see the story behind it.
It's not the physical, it's the emotional that will be.
It is.
Pamela was pointing at her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, for people who aren't watching on television. It's been a real pleasure being in your company for the last
while.
Thanks, Michelle.
So
thanks, Mary. Thanks, Maria. Thanks, Pamela. Yep. And enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
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 The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.